Wait, what is this? This is different music to start the month of June.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, yeah, I can hear it now. Jason Kantz, can you hear the music?
I can.
Yeah.
I can. It's wonderful.
Some people say October is the most wonderful time of the year, but actually it's June.
Because it's your birthday.
Well, you know, I mean, that's one. I mean, it's June Dairy Month, Father's Day, the weather's good. Oh, it happens to be my birthday month, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good month. I mean, you can't really argue with it. I mean, the kids love it because they get out of school.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
It's Lots of good things happen in June.
I always loved having a June birthday with, I mean, just as a kid growing up, you feel... So it's the other side of Christmas. It's 6 months later. More presents.
It is, yeah.
So,
yeah, can't find better timing.
No.
And, you know, I mean, the reality is that people who have birthdays that are very close to Christmas, what if you need a summer-type gift? And, you know, like for gardeners, you ask for, like for me, if I want gardening stuff, well, I'm going to get it at Christmas, and it's no fun for 6 months.
Sure.
But if you have a June birthday, man, then you can have the summer appropriate gifts as well.
There you go. I am, and in more recent years, I've been fortunate to have my daughter Elena. Her birthday is the 11th, so the day before. So it's just a 2-day birthday blowout.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff.
And you've taught me many things. One of those is to just openly just don't hide the fact that you love your birthday.
I love my birthday, and I don't think people should hide that fact. Yeah.
We count down to Christmas, and the 25th of every month, we can say, how long to Christmas? And since your birthday is October 25th, how long to your birthday?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Easy to remember in the big 5-0 this year for you.
Yes, that's right. And right. The big 5-something for you this year.
58, not hiding it. So
58.
I'm just warning you, 57, you start to have more... It gets a little tougher. It's the other side of the hill. Put it that way. Yeah. The goal is 120, but you're about at the halfway mark. Hey, there was a headline this morning. A study says coffee can extend your life.
Well, speaking of 120, if there's anything that's going to get me there, that's probably it.
It says a new study finds 1 to 3 cups a day can help people live longer. Oh. Now, you exceed that, I think.
I do. Yeah. What if it's 6 cups of coffee a day? Does that work even better?
Have you exceeded 1 to 3 cups already?
No, I've had 1 cup so far this morning.
All right. Yeah. Researchers followed 120,000 coffee drinkers for 7 years and found they were 30% less likely to die early than those who didn't drink coffee.
Wonderful. That's an endorsement if I've ever heard one.
The results were about the same for black coffee and coffee with real sugar.
Huh. Interesting.
All right. Well, we do have time.
I would not necessarily have guessed that second part.
Yeah, I know it. Hey, we started the Sermon on the Mount yesterday. I'm planning ahead. Beyond this, I'm thinking of other, Philippians is definitely on my mind for scripture and letters to the beloved. But one verse at a time is how we're unpacking this expositorily. Yeah. And today we're at Matthew 5:4 in the Sermon on the Mount. What do you got for me?
Yeah, so the verse is, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Uh-huh. And here's how you tackle that in Letters to the Beloved. You say, there'll be times when grief, sin, and incompleteness fill you. You may weep over losses that you've endured, pains that you have caused, or a general sense that this world is not as it should be. In your mourning, my spirit is always with you. I want you to know my embrace, especially in difficult times.
Man, yeah, that hits home right now. Mm. You know, I think, again, just looking at the way the world is, and it can create a sense, I think, of hopelessness, of isolation, of despair. But, you know, the world isn't as it should be. And for me to remember that the Comforter is always present with me is something that I need to draw my mind to on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And various ways, I guess, how do we do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think just for me, one of the things is just to be intentional about sitting quietly for a moment at a time, and you know, not sitting quietly scrolling on my phone, but just being aware, being intentionally aware for a few moments at a time of God's presence with me, I think is a good practice.
Silence and solitude. I'm thinking of Chuck Swindoll, right. So You Want to Be Like Christ, one of those disciplines to embrace more of, silence and solitude. Hey, thank you, Jason. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. There's our friend Jason Kanz from jasoncanz.com. Most recently, author, took him 6 years, the devotional commentary in the New Testament, Letters to the Beloved, tackling the Sermon on the Mount. All right, we've got on the line with us Joe Fonte from Wisconsin Rapids, ahead of the Big Hope on the Diamond concert on Friday night. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm dandy. Doing wonderful. It's the most wonderful time of the year, the month of June. So, Hope on the Diamond featuring Michael W. Smith and Cade Thompson, Friday night at 7. Tell us about it there at Winter Field.
Yes, we are so happy to have Michael W. Smith come into Winter Field. As you know, everyone knows, he's won 3 Grammy Awards, 45 Dove Awards, along with Cade Thompson, one of the up-and-coming young stars. And we're having it right at our field, and we're going to have our fans in the grandstands for the event. It should be a great event. We're going to have children's activities. Also, kids 12 and under are free. And families should call our ticket office at 424-5400 if they are interested in getting you know, their children in free and to book their tickets at that same time.
So how did this concert all come to be?
You know, I really was excited about having more Christian music venues in central Wisconsin. And that's really how it started. And one of the things that our baseball team stands for is where community comes together. And we felt having a concert like this would be a great thing to do. We also have that day, we have a drive-through event where we're raising money for local food pantries. That starts 1 to 3:30. And we wanted to couple it with having the concert. And at the concert, we also are going to have a free will offering for the people of Ukraine. And
wow.
World Vision is going to administer the money that will be given to the people of Ukraine. So very exciting.
You got a lot going on, Joe. You talk about, now, so Wisconsin Rapids, now they have a team in the Northwoods League, is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. We have the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball team in the Northwoods League, and we're on the road that day, so, you know, we're going to have all kinds of fun activities at Winter Field.
So now, are you affiliated with the team in some way, other than a fan?
Yeah, I am. I'm the one of the owners of the team.
Nice.
And, you know, certainly I've always wanted to give back in different ways. And to me, Christian music really touches me and felt it would be a nice thing to do for the community. I'm hoping to have this as a yearly event with
Fantastic.
A Christian concert.
Fantastic. It is a bit challenging with graduations and the end of the school year and the sports scene. It's kind of challenging. And so that's why. Boy, you're really hoping if people can work this at all into their schedule, Friday night at 7, Winter Field, Wisconsin Rapids. Check this out, right? Michael W. Smith and Cade Thompson.
Yes, absolutely. And thank God the weather forecast is really good for Friday night.
Yeah, an outdoor concert should be a lot of fun. So often maybe these things are inside, and so we're looking forward to it. Friday night, 7 o'clock, make the trek from the wherever you might be in the WIB listening area to Wisconsin Rapids. Again, one more time where they can get the tickets for it.
Yes, they can get the tickets on raptorsbaseball.com or to call our ticket office, which is 715-424-5400.
5400. Very good. We got that down. Well, we got tunes on the way from Michael W. Smith and Cade Thompson. Doing what we can to help you out. And Joe Fonte, thanks so much for joining us this morning to give us the word, okay?
Well, thank you. And thank you very much. And thank you to your station. Have a wonderful day.
Glad to try to help out here on WWIB. Welcome to a WIB Ertle Wednesday. I'm eager to hear a recap of your 4-day weekend, but we've got to get that to another part of the show here, Caleb. But we have a five-letter word we have chosen. It's my week to pick the word. I have done so. I've informed Caleb. But now you get to guess a letter. If it's correct, you get to guess again. You can guess the word one time in the morning. That's how it works.
So use that guess wisely.
Yes.
But again, if you guess a letter and get it wrong, you're welcome to call back. Mm-hmm. So 715-723-2555. Let's give away a Tasha Layton CD. How about that? She's coming to One Fest, and we've got one left from her brand new album. So that'll be the prize for Wibberto Wednesday today.
All right, 723-2555. Guess a letter. We'll tell you if it's in the word. 723-2555.
Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the Wib Wake Up Show on a Wibberto Wednesday. What's your name? Where you're calling from today?
Lucas Oliva Strum.
Lucas from Oliva Strum. Go ahead. Guess a letter, my friend.
L.
Is the word L or the letter L in there? It is not.
Sorry.
All right, Lucas, call us back. Call us back. Try again. 715-723-2555. You can keep on guessing.
We sometimes encourage you to choose vowels early for obvious reasons, but, you know, people have their own favorite letters.
All right, let's go here. Go ahead. Guess a letter.
Again, Lucas from Strum.
All right, Lucas, you're in twice. Go ahead. It wasn't an L. What do you think? What's your next guess?
A.
A?
A. Is A in there?
It's right in the middle.
Good job.
Good job, Lucas. All right, you got one. You can guess another letter. C as in cat?
No, E as in elephant.
I thought it's
E as in elephant.
Right. Yeah, E is not in there.
Not in there, Lucas. All right, so I'm guessing you probably don't want to use your one guess on the word yet. So, my friend, you hang up. You call us back, 715-723-2555. Well, we go here. Maybe this will help narrow it down for you a little bit. Good morning, WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm from Rib Lake.
All right, and go ahead. What letter?
E.
You said E? That was guessed already.
Yep, E was guessed. Take another shot at it.
I.
There's no I.
No I. All right, think about it. Call us back, 715-723-2555. So getting some of the vowels eliminated.
But we do have a vowel right in the middle, right? Smack dab in the middle, A.
Yes.
So we know blank, blank, A, blank, blank.
All right, that's what we know so far. Five-letter word for Wibberto Wednesday.
Sherry? She's won 3 of the 6 weeks.
Sherry's just waiting in the weeds for everybody else to knock out some of the letters. 715-723-2555, giving away a Tasha Layton CD. Wibberto Wednesday, one-letter guess so far. And the incorrect letters guessed have been?
E, I, and L.
All right, no E, no I, no L, but an A right in the middle. Uh-huh. Blank, blank, A, blank, blank. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. Go ahead. Guess a letter.
C as in cat.
Sorry.
No C. All right. Hang up. Try again. 715-723-2555. Call the studio line for this.
A number of weeks we have stretched this till 745. Maybe that'll be the case again this week. 723-2555.
You never know. It all kind of depends on how quickly some of these letters come off the board. 715-723-2555 for Wibberto Wednesday. Our reigning champion, Sherry from Bloomer, who has not called yet.
She won 3 of the 6 weeks. Other past winners, Hannah from Chippewa Falls, Beth in Elk Mound, and Brian in Oliva.
All right, let's go here. I do believe this is Jackie from Eau Claire. Go ahead.
Yes, it is. I'm going to guess the letter B as in boy.
B as in boy.
B is not in there.
B, no B. All right. Thank you, Jackie. Try again, 715-723-2555. What could it be? I say we take 3 more guesses here.
All right, 3 more.
All right, let's go here. This is guest number 1. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Lucas from Strum.
All right, Lucas, you're doing a great job getting in on the phone lines.
Great determination this morning.
What do you think?
S as in static.
All right, S as in static.
Yes.
Good job.
There you go, Lucas. That's the first letter. All right, you get another guess here. Go ahead. It's S.
S blank A blank blank.
T.
T. Is there a T?
Good job.
Lucas, you got the last one too.
You're on a hot streak, Lucas. S blank A blank T.
What do you think?
F.
F?
F as in Frank?
Yes.
The hot streak just ended.
No F. All right, so here we go, Lucas. It's S blank A blank T. Do you want to keep thinking about it and call back, or do you want to take your one guess at the word right here, right now?
I'll call back.
You'll call back. All right.
He's holding off. We'll see if we hear from Lucas again.
Let's go here. Go ahead. This is our second guess. What do you think? S blank A blank T.
You say S is at the start?
Yes. S is at the start. Yep.
O?
Mm-hmm. No. O is not in there. All right. We're down to our last guess here. All right. Here's Sherry. Here's Sherry from Bloomer. I think. All right, Sherry. Can you solve this?
No, but I'm going to get the letter.
All right, go ahead.
H.
H.
There's not
no
an H, Sherry.
No H.
Sorry.
All right, we're going to have to wait 20 minutes. We're okay. Coming back at 7:45. All
S
right.
Blank A blank T.
All right, we're still going to work on this. Give us 20 minutes and we'll come back.
Wilberto Wednesday, WWIB, Mark and Caleb, a Wednesday that feels like a Tuesday. It is the 1st of June, June Dairy Month. Kicking it off with a five-letter word. We've got three of the five letters already. We know that it's S blank A blank T. And Caleb, these letters have been eliminated. There is no B, C, E, F, I, L, or O.
So what could it be? Just two correct letters remain. 715-723-2555, the number to call. 715-723-2555. Again, you get one guess for the duration of the morning at the word, but you can keep on guessing letters. And let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from this morning?
Hey, Caleb. Brian from Oliva.
All right, Brian from Oliva. Guess a letter.
A past winner a couple of weeks ago. Hey, Brian.
Yep, I feel kind of smart this morning. Let's try an M.
Let's try an M.
He's right.
Good job.
There you go. What else, Brian? What do you
think?
That's
letter two. That's letter two. It's S-M-A blank T.
Like I say, I feel kind of smart this morning. Let's try R.
Let's try R.
Good job.
All right, what's that word up there, Brian from Oliva?
Smart.
You're a winner.
He's a smart one.
You're a winner.
Well, we heard a lot from Lucas and Strum, Oliva Strum High School, so it at least goes to Brian and Oliva this morning.
There you go. Brian, congratulations. You win the Tasha Layton CD, and you know what? I could have been start as well, I suppose.
Yes.
But smart, you knew it. Like, you were feeling confident calling in.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
He's a two-time champ now, Brian from Oliva. We'll have your Tasha Layton CD waiting for you. He knows the drill.
We've got a winner's showdown coming up, I'm sure, someday. Sherry and Brian. Sherry, a three-time winner. Brian, twice now.
Yeah, at some point, we're just going to have to get past champs, and they're just going to have to go live on the air head-to-head. Well, we have a message this morning on our WIB listener line from Chippewa Falls. And our WIB listener line, of course, 715-396-1670. And she says this: today is the fourth anniversary I lost my oldest grandson to suicide. For those who may be in that place, I'm requesting Zach Williams' song, Fear is a Liar. And for those of you who may have lost a loved one or know someone who has lost a loved one to suicide, I ask you to play There Was Jesus by Zach Williams and Dolly Parton. So we'll have that one coming up as well. She says, my prayers and love go out to all who have had to deal with such a tragedy. Thank you. And God bless. The first of two requests from Zach Williams here to our friend Chippewa Falls, to all of you who may have lost a loved one to suicide. Fear is a liar. Perfect love drives out fear, and perfect love only found in Jesus Christ.
When he told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, you'll never be enough. Your hat.
fire. Cause fear, he is a liar. When he told you you were trouble, you'll forever be alone. When he told you you should run away, you'd never find a home. When he told you you were dirty, that you should be ashamed. When he told you you could be the one, the grace can never change. Your fire fall, cast out all my fear. Let your fire fall, your love is all I fear. Let your fire.
shadows of the alleys.
Day it is.
It is Wednesday. It feels like a Tuesday.
Yeah, so we had the long holiday weekend, and then I took a bonus day off as well, just to be able to spend a little time with family. And I have to say, leading into this four-day weekend, Havel, the weather looked a little iffy at times and wondered, how is that going to impact our plans? And just thanking the Lord for absolutely beautiful weather for everything that we wanted to do. And initially, we had thought about going on a family camping trip after church on Sunday, but we were thinking about heading up north. And what we didn't necessarily anticipate is just how busy and chock full all the campsites would be. And then looking up north again, the forecast looked iffy. It looked a lot colder. We had family members driving from way south in Minnesota and thought, okay, we're going to pivot a little bit. We're not going to do that. We are going to still have a camping trip, but we're going to do it in the backyard of Grandma and Grandpa's house.
Okay.
And so we had kind of a tent city up there. We had a 12-person tent, 2 8-person tents, and a 9-person tent all set up in the backyard of my parents' house. And it was absolutely phenomenal. Again, you know what? You have private bathrooms there, too.
And you
can set up the cornhole. We played a lot of cornhole. We played games inside and outside, ate food outside, still could have the fire ring and all of that. And so, had a good chunk of the family back. Not everybody. It's kind of hard to do that, but a good chunk of the family. And we had a nice camping trip outside in the backyard leading into Memorial Day. They really did, and we do too. I mean, I grew up as a camping family, and to me, camping is tent camping. And so absolutely loved that. A lot of great food, and again, a mixture of what the advantage of this was, you could have your fire roasted hot dogs and s'mores one day, and then the next day, my dad grilled burgers and brats.
Nice.
So yeah, I can't ask for much more than that. So an absolutely phenomenal time with the family, and then bonus day yesterday, and we decided, hey, let's go to the zoo. We went to the Como Zoo, and I appreciate that being free. I guess it's kind of just an affordable suggested donation, but yeah, kind of a low cost way to take the family out and about.
It's
and
a
as
nice
Nora's
zoo.
Gotten older, nice to be able to see all the different animals, and the kids really love National Geographic programming. So, you know, Cooper has a lot of factoids stored in his head about the different animals. And so, yeah, we got to see those yesterday and then figured, hey, we're half an hour away. Let's go to the Mall of America. So went to the Mall of America, hit Cinnabon and the Lego store.
Delicious.
And, yeah, all sorts of fun things there, and didn't get completely lost on the way back. And then we finished it off watching Kenobi on Disney Plus last night. So, a good time was had by at least by me. So
there you go. Well, you needed a break. You needed some rest. So
I'm feeling it in my gut a little bit, all the unhealthy eating, but totally worth
good
it.
Good to recharge the battery.
Well, yeah, June is starting, and there's a lot of things going on.
Let me kick it off with June Dairy Month, obviously. Wisconsin last year ranked first in total cheese production with a whopping, get this now, 3.47 billion pounds of over 600 different kinds of cheese. That accounts for a quarter of the total U.S. cheese production.
Yes, and this is where happy cows come from, too.
There you go. So, Wisconsin, we are America's Dairyland.
Well, June also is Adopt a Shelter Cat Month.
And it is Fireworks Safety Month, getting ready for the 4th of July.
International Accordion Awareness Month. Not saying you have to play it or listen to it, but just be aware of it.
Yeah. It's International Men's Month.
It is International People Skills Month.
It is Perennial Gardening Month.
June is also National Candy Month.
Of course you'd get that one.
Right.
It is National Iced Tea Month.
That sounds delicious. National Rose Month also takes place in June.
Which, let me go back to the candy, because that reminds me. Happy belated wedding anniversary to you and Lindsay, May 30th. And I still remember at your wedding, I was there, right, Baron? And you had, like, a special candy table.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you only get married once, right?
There you go. All right. Where did we leave off?
National Seafood Month.
Okay, it's also National Soul Food Month.
Seafood and soul food. It's National Steakhouse Month.
Mm-hmm. It is Potty Training Awareness Month.
Yes, and it is also Prevent Cancer from the Sun Month. Make sure to use that sunscreen.
And you might think it's in November, but this is actually Turkey Lovers Month.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. June is a few things to get you caught up on everything coming up during this wonderful month of June.